Okay. Okay, if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, you would say, here, I've
brought.
Okay. Suppose you come home from work and, there was a package on the table and it was the wrong package. You'd call up Jones' store and Jones might call and say, please, same word, it back.
Return it. Bring it.
Okay. You might say, the coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
Okay. Matching coat and pants are a
suit.
Mm-hmm. You just bought it, not an old one, but a
new one.
Okay, so it'd be a
new suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Okay. The shirt did what in hot water?
Shrunk.
Okay. You might say, I hope it won't
shrink.
Okay, the one I washed yesterday.
Shrunk.
Okay, lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes and makeup all the time, you'd say she likes to do what?
Dress up.
Okay. Does it matter, or is there a difference between putting on makeup all the time and wearing nice clothes?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You'd say dress up, is that?
To me, dress up means that I would, not only would I put on makeup, but I would look. I would have on not my ragged clothes that I like to wear around all the time, mm-hmm. but I don't go very many places without makeup. But sometimes I don't always have on the nicest clothes.
What do you call a small leather container that women carry around?
Purse.
Okay, and what does a woman wear on her wrist?
A watch.
Or a
bracelet.
Okay. What do men hold up their trousers with besides a belt?
Suspenders.
Okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What's the last thing that you put on the bed when you're making it?
The bedspread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed?
The pillows.
Okay. Do you remember anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as the pillow?
No. Other than the headboard.
It's like a pillow, but it's twice as long. Yeah. You heard of a bolster?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
What would that be to you?
A bolster?
Yeah.
It's just a long, rounded pillow. Or a square pillow.
Okay, what would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and a hand-pieced out of scraps?
Quilt.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
A pallet.
I'd say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
What would flat lowland along streams be to you?
Swamp.
Have you heard of bottomland?
Yeah, I've heard of bottomland.
What?
Floodplain.
Is that the same thing?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Floodplain is sort of a bottoming type land. It's the area that's covered with the water when the river reaches a certain height and spills over its banks.
Okay. What would you call a field that might be used for nothing other than raising grass or clover?
A pasture.
Or
what?
What would a low-lying grassland be?
A prairie.
Okay. What would a meadow be to you?
Oh, a meadow is just a grassy land.
Okay.
When I think of meadows, I think of mountainous areas.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the type of land that has water standing in it and there are trees coming out from Spanish moss?
Swamp. We got a lot of swamps around here.
This is a place where salt hay grows along the sea.
Are you talking about sea oats?
Mm-hmm.